The elections in Pakistan have thrown out the possibility of a coalition government being formed between Nawaz Sharif's PMLN and the Pakistan People's Party of Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. When exactly that happens and the nature of the agreement is still to be figured out. But what is clear is this, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, which wasn't allowed to contest in these elections, did in fact contest through independence. Their leader Imran Khan, remember, is in jail for a decade. And these independents actually did extremely well. Had there been an election with the PTI, then perhaps the PPP and the PMLN in Pakistan wouldn't have had much of a chance. But Imran's party is seen to be against the military, the all-pervasive force in Pakistani politics.
Shahbaz Sharif meeting the Pakistan People's Party leader Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. A meeting to stitch together an alliance in order to form a coalition government. For now it appears that Nawaz Sharif will be returning as Prime Minister, his fourth term, while the post of President and Speaker of the National Assembly will go to Bhutto's PPP and other alliance members. The Pakistan People's Party won 54 seats, Nawaz Sharif's PMLN won 79 seats, while PTI-backed independents won 93 seats. Significantly, these 93 independents who won are loyal to jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan, whose Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party lost its election symbol and was not allowed to contest. At least six independents have now sworn loyalty to Nawaz Sharif's party, including PTI-backed Wasim Qadir. On 10th February, Imran's party released this.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
An AI-generated voice of Imran Khan declaring victory. The PTI insists the elections were rigged.
2 saal ke sakht zulm aur naainsafiyon ke bawajood, humne 2024 elections do tahai aksariyat se jeet liya hai.
Pakistan faces unprecedented economic uncertainty, with its economy surviving on IMF loans. Any new government will need to renegotiate the terms of loans with the IMF. Islamabad's security situation is also precarious. The relationship with Iran is tense after Tehran bombed terrorist targets on Pakistan territory. A move the Pak Air Force responded to by bombing targets in Iran. For now, it's wait and watch as Zardari and Sharif attempt to form a government. A move that can only happen with the oversight of the Pakistan military, the dominant institution in the country. Bureau Report, NDTV.
All right, so a pretty fast-paced election over there in Pakistan. It's going to be a coalition government. Let's see what the dynamics of that are. And where does this all of this leave the independents who've been so closely affiliated with Imran Khan, or essentially members of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf? Joining us now, Dr. Saeed Ilahi, former MP and Health Minister of Pakistan, senior leader of the PMLN. We're also joined by Iftikhar Chaudhary, the vice president of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Punjab, Senator Taj Haider, Secretary General of the Pakistan People's Party, and the writer and columnist Meher Tehrar. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Let me come across to you first, Dr. Ilahi. The fact that the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf has done as well as it has through its independence, numerically they seem to have got 93-odd seats, which is more than what your party has won or more than what the Pakistan People's Party has won. This being the case, is it really a victory for you in the manner in which you claim it is?
I think you're right that the independents have got maximum seats. But the PTI previously in 2018 had the coalition government, which ultimately changed to the PDM government. And the same scenario is going on again now, that all those parties will join and they will form a government as a coalition, which is part of democracy. And it doesn't matter that who is in majority seats. Otherwise, now, because independents are not a party, so that's a technical thing. And out of those 93, few of them have joined PMLN and some of them will join People's Party. and other independents who were other than PTI, 90% of them have joined the new coalition. So I think the new coalition will be a very strong government with over 220 members in government and 90 in opposition. So that will be a quite strong government comparing with the PDM government or 2018 government. So that will be much strong government this time now.
Dr. Elahi, how many supporters of Imran Khan who contested this election as independents have now crossed over to your side? I'm told one of them is Tehreek. I'm told one of them is, you had senior leaders like Wasim Qadir who've also joined. But apart from Mr. Qadir, how many others have now joined from Imran's camp to your camp?
There was from Kohistan, the mountain area. He has also joined PMLN. And third one is from Gawadar, which was supported by PTI. So right now, three members from PTI have joined, and out of 20 independents, 18 have joined PMLN.
Right.
So two are already waiting.
Okay, that's interesting. Senator Taj Haider, thanks very much for being with us. If you look at the leadership structure of a coalition, would it be Nawaz Sharif as Prime Minister? And if so, what is it that the PPP is looking at?
Well, our central committee is meeting in about an hour. And the status of the negotiation will be shared with the members of the central committee. And then, of course, something will come out on what the Pakistan People's Party should do. There is a question of continuity, of political stability. Pakistan People's Party wants to be the one who contributes the most towards the political stability in Pakistan. But then there is also an economic program. We have given our 10-point program, which bring relief to the poor sections of the society, which address questions like unemployment, inflation, and poverty. Then some room has to be made by other parties, and especially the Pakistan Muslim League, to accommodate that program. For us, the high office is a second priority. The first priority is providing relief to the poor sections of our society and a revival of economy, which has been our... We don't believe in the trickle-down economy. We believe in a people-centric economy. We are a socialist party, and our 10-point program illustrates that.
I understand
that,
Mr. Haider, but on the issue of leadership, I take your point. And I'm just asking, on the issue of leadership, is there likely to be a consensus with Mr. Sharif being a prime minister and leader of your coalition who you accept?
It's not the person, it's the policy which is important. And we
sir,
try
spoken,
to...
Spoken as a true diplomat and politician, sir. But from your heart as a PPP leader, to see Nawaz Sharif back as Prime Minister, most likely, that will not be something which many in the PPP would like. You may not have a choice. So what is the honest answer in this, sir? Are you okay with Nawaz Sharif being Prime Minister?
No.
Well, if you ask me, I would like to have my own leader as the Prime Minister of Pakistan, or to have some guarantees which ensure that our policies and our program shall be implemented. As a matter of fact, in the formation of the government, Pakistan People's Party is indispensable. They have to support, they have to depend on our support. And if we have to support, then we have to put some conditions also for giving our support.
So it's not a done deal as yet. That's my last question before I move on. Mr. Haider, it's not a done deal as yet. Is that fair?
Not a done deal, but after the meeting of the Central Committee, we'll make an announcement. Our leadership will make an announcement.
All right.
We'll be addressing the media right after the... conclusion of the meeting.
Right. And so, therefore, Mr. Chaudhary, let me come to you next. Where does all of this leave the PTI, which has not been allowed to contest these elections? You don't have an election. You were denied an election symbol as well. And it appears on the basis of what the PMLN is saying that a lot of your leaders who contested as independents have now crossed over. So it's not enough perhaps then for the PTI to say, no, look, we are the real winners.
देखें जी मुझे बड़ी खुशी हो रही है ये बड़ा माशाल्लाह बड़ा अच्छा पैनल है डॉक्टर सईद इलाही बड़े जबरदस्त हमारे दोस्तों में भी हैं और बड़े अच्छी रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं अपनी पार्टी को लेकिन हमारा सबसे बड़ा तो मसला ये है कि हम कहते हैं कि हमारे हक दिया जाए हमारे जो सीटें हमें दी जाए हम इन्हीं कंडीशन में इतना ज्यादा हमारे ऊपर प्रेशर हुआ कि हमारी माएं बहनें सड़कों पे लाके जनाब अली इन लोगों ने हमें नंगा करके रख रिहाना डार की बात करें एक 70 साल लेडी को उसके घर घुस के उसके गिरफ्तार में हाथ डाल लगे हम तो मांगते हैं कुछ और नहीं यही मांगते हैं कि भाई हमारे सीटें हमको वापस दो इस वक्त मैं गुजरांवाला में बैठा हूं
चौधरी साहब ये सब मैं मानता हूं मैं सिर्फ आपसे ये पूछ रहा हूं कि अब आपके कई नेता जो है जो जिन्होंने इलेक्शन जीता है वो पीएमएलएन और शायद पीपीपी के पक्ष पे जा रहे हैं तो पीटीआई को छोड़ के जा रहे हैं इस पे आप क्या
मैं वही बात करूंगा देखिए ये जमहूरियत है अभी इब्तदा में क्या बार बार गिरती है और लोग जो लाए गए हैं इतनी ज्यादा नफासत से आप इंडिया में बैठ के पाकिस्तान की सिचुएशन को कतन नहीं समझ सकते आपकी मां बहन बेटी उसको भी नंगा करके ये अगर कहें कि भाई आपने ज्वाइन करना मैं तो ज्वाइन कर लूंगा अगर मेरे साथ मेरी मां बेटी और उसकी इज्जत महफूज ना हो
मतलब धमकी देके आपके नेताओं को बताया गया कि आप पक्ष छोड़ के दूसरे पक्ष पे आ जाए आप ये कह रहे हैं
हाँ जी बिल्कुल ऐसा ही होता है हमारे जो लीडर्स हैं जीते हुए लोग हैं
ओके लेट मी गेट अ रिएक्शन लेट मी गेट अ क्विक रिएक्शन टू दैट डॉक्टर इलाही दैट्स अ वेरी डायरेक्ट एलिगेशन व्हिच हैज बीन मेड बाय मिस्टर चौधरी सेइंग दैट अंडर थ्रेट ऑफ वायलेंस इंडिपेंडेंट्स हु हैव वन एंड हु हैव सपोर्टेड इमरान खान इन द पास्ट आर बीइंग फोर्स्ड टू क्रॉस ओवर हाउ वुड यू रिस्पोंड
आई वुड लाइक टू करेक्ट माय फ्रेंड that yes, there might be some pressure, which I don't know, and that is a very debatable issue. But most of the people who have joined back PMLN, originally they were from PMLN, and at certain stage, they were denied tickets or their rights. So being very angry and annoyed with the party, either they joined PTI or they contested as independent. So most of the independents were formerly members of PMLN and members of assembly. So that's why it happened previously also in 2013, 2018, that most of the PMLN leaders who were not awarded tickets, after winning, they again joined PMLN. So it is happening again in fourth election, after 2008, 13, 18, and 24. So most of the people are joining originally were from PMLN. So I think they need not to be terrified or humiliated because they were from this party, went, got seats and came back.
Chaudhary sahab, aap ispe respond karna chahenge?
For example, take 1, 2, 3 names.
Waseem Qadir sahab hain, jo Lahore se hain, jo Lahore se MP rahe PMLN. और यूसुफ साहब हैं जो कोहिस्तान से वो भी पीएमएलएन में थे गवादर से जहूर साहब हैं जो पीएमएलएन के साथ थे छोड़ के चले गए पीटीआई में अब वो ज्वाइन कर चुके हैं तीन लोग तो ये हैं और 18 वो हैं जिसमें मौजम
को बता दूं उन्होंने हलफ दे रखा है अपने कुरान के ऊपर हलफ दिया है हम नाम इमरान खान के साथ रहेंगे
चौधरी साहब एक सेकंड मैं आपके आपके पास अभी आऊंगा उनको खत्म करने दीजिए गो अहेड सर एंड देन आई गो अक्रॉस टू मिस्टर
18 मेंबर्स जो हैं जिसमें मौजम शेख तल्लू है मौजम जतोई हैं तो ये 18 लोग तो वो हैं जिन्होंने कल रात दे मेट मिस्टर शहबाज शरीफ एंड फॉर्मली ज्वाइंड देम नाउ 3 आर लेफ्ट सो 24 पीपल हैव ऑलरेडी ज्वाइंड 3 आर लेफ्ट आई थिंक दे विल हैव मीटिंग टुडे
Because okay, Chaudhary Saab, respond to this. He's named several leaders who he says have voluntarily come across to their side.
Sir, voluntary, ye yehi log the jinhone apni Quran ke upar haath rakhkar ye kaha ke hum Imran ke saath hi rahenge. Ab hamare yahan ek mashhoor misal hai ke ye hota hai kusun nazdeek hai ya Allah, to wo bolega kusun nazdeek hai. Ye dare hue log hain bechare, inko किसके आगे डाल रहे हैं. मैं एक ही बात कर रहा हूं कि जब मां बहन बेटी की इज्जत वो उस तरह उछाली जाएगी तो वो क्यों नहीं. मैं खुद इंजीनियर इफ्तिखार चौधरी इतनी जमहूरियत के लिए कुर्बानियां दी हैं, जेल काटी हैं, अगर इस सूरत में मेरी मां बहन और बेटी को मेरे सामने नंगा कर दिया जाए और उसको कहे कि तुम आ जाओ जे सालाटी में आ जाओ, तो मैं जे सालक की पार्टी में जाना पसंद करूंगा. सियासत किस लिए होती है? इज्जत एहतराम के लिए होती है.
लेट्स गेट एन इंडिपेंडेंट वॉइस ओवर हियर. चौधरी साहब एक मिनट, आप जो कह रहे हैं मैं समझ चुका हूं. मैं सिर्फ एक इंडिपेंडेंट वॉइस से पूछना चाहूंगा. मेहर तरार काबिनो भैया, आर पीटीआई इंडिपेंडेंट्स being forced to join effectively at gunpoint or otherwise through the threat of violence?
Hi, Vishnu. The last time we spoke and today things have changed so dramatically in Pakistan. The most important thing to focus on right now is what is happening in Pakistan. It's not about independents changing their loyalties and going back to their original party or who's being forced or who's being harassed. And that is a secondary issue right now. The most important thing is PTR is claiming that they have won by 180 seats. That would give them a clear majority in the parliament, and that would, you know, negate the idea of anybody buying anybody or anybody leaving the party. Also, the most important things to me are Siraj al-Haq Saab. He's the head of Jamaat-e-Islami, the most important religion-based party in Pakistan. He has quit politics today because he has I want to read this to you. Also, Jahangir Tareen, IPP, the party, you know, the kind of the kingmaker party, they said that it was because of Jahangir Tareen and the establishment that Imran Khan won the election last time. And Jahangir Tareen was planning to support the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz information of the new government. His party has been routed, but they have managed to get two seats, both of which are being the two wins that are being contested very seriously in courts right now. I think the cases have reached the courts. Siraj al-Haq Saab, mehnat aur koshish ke bawajood kamyabi nahi dila saka, election mein shikast ki zimmedari qabool karte hue Jamaat-e-Islami ki leadership chhod raha hu. The most important thing today, the thing that has made the biggest headlines in Pakistan right now, and which the PMLN and PPP, not even PPP, I wouldn't even comment on PPP, but basically what's happening all over Pakistan, it's about all the parties. पहले ही कहा था जो जीते उसे जीतने दो, जो हारे उसे हारने दो. मेरी जीती हुई सीट पर फॉर्म 45 के मुताबिक पीटीआई जीती है. दिस इज द विनिंग कैंडिडेट फ्रॉम कराची, पीएस 129. ही इज जमात इस्लामी कैंडिडेट. ही इज वन द सीट. ही इज वेकेटिंग हिज सीट फॉर पीटीआई बिकॉज ही सेइंग आई हैव नॉट वन दिस सीट बिकॉज यू सी एनीबॉडी हु बिलीव्स who's a real follower of any religion would not want to lie and would not want to come to power through dishonest means. And he's not the only one. There is Mustafa Kamal, Mustafa Khokar from Islamabad. He was the runner-up. PTI candidate was winning the election and PTI candidate happened to be the second runner-up. Mustafa Khokar has said it openly, and he is not the only one, that he that PTI person was winning, and the person who has
all won, right. So essentially raising that entire point, Meher, on whether the process in some way or the other was rigged. I take that point.
I just want, what I'm trying to say is that unless the whole thing is figured out, decided, sorted out through courts, through impartial hearings, through impartial, they'll have to...
The real truth may not emerge. Just hold your thoughts, Meher, for half a second.
It doesn't even matter who's going where.
Got it, Meher, hold on for a second. I need to just keep the strike rotating. Senator Taj Ahedah, let me come back to you, sir. Would you say ultimately it's the Pakistan army or the institution of the military which is the real winner in this? Because Imran Khan, perhaps the strongest leader in terms of popular support, is in jail, and that the army gets to choose acceptable options.
No, I think we have to do our own soul searching also. Politicians have to conduct themselves as politicians and work within the bounds that the Constitution gives them, which is that no one should go to the army to seek their support. Unfortunately, some of our parties, they go to the army, and I don't want to name it because they are in they are facing a lot of problems right now. I don't want to name them, but in 2018, the position was that Mr. Imran Khan came on the shoulders of the establishment of Pakistan and became the Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Yes, but Pakistan, sir, respectfully, that situation changed drastically when he went against the institution. But today is the PPP and the PMLN, after these election results, entirely independent, or does this coalition or one of the two parties have the blessings of the army?
No, the problem, unlike the Indian constitution, our constitution discourages changing sides. We enacted the 14th Amendment, under which we cannot change our party. The problem with PTI right now is that they contested the elections not as a party, but as independents.
Yes.
And their lawyers could not find a way out. This was done with us.
No, sir, I'm asking about your party, sir. I'm asking whether the Pakistan People's Party or the PMLN presently have the blessings of the army.
Well, that is the general perception. And if everybody says it, then why should I deny my own people? But this was the situation in 2018 also, and in the interest of stability.
Okay, we've just lost that sound with you. We'll come back.
Cooperated.
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you, sir. Carry on.
We cooperated, and took the process forward. Instead of, one has to make a lot of compromises in politics in order to move forward. I mean, you can't stick to your position all the time, and you have to accommodate others. Unfortunately, even now, although the independents are in a bigger number, they are not talking to others about formation of government. I mean, if they are the largest party, which perhaps they are, they should be talking to other parties also, and instead of raising hue and cry all the time, they should be discussing with others to find a way out to this.
Chaudhary Saab, why don't you respond to this? Chaudhary Saab, agar aapke side mein, aapke samarthak majority mein hai, independent candidate jo hai, to aap ek front bana ke, ek sarkar kyu nahi banana chahenge is waqt? Aap ek coalition sarkar nahi chahenge is waqt?
Achha ji, main is sawal ka jawab thoda sa taweel dunga. जैसे बड़े सीनियर हैं हमारे ताज हैदर साहब, हम इनको पढ़ते हैं, सुनते हैं, बड़े प्यारे सेनेटर हैं हमारे, हम इनसे बहुत प्यार करते हैं, लेकिन इनको प्यार प्यार में ये बताना भी चाहते हैं कि भाई हमें क्यों इल्जाम लगाते हो कि आप ही अपनी अदाओं पे जरा गौर करो, हम अगर अर्ज करेंगे तो शिकायत होगी। भुट्टो साहब ने अयूब खान को डैडी कहा था, और जितने भी सारे ये डीसी थी, ये सजेशन उन्होंने दी थी कि आप मुस्लिम लीग कन्वेंशन के सेक्रेटरी बन जाएं। अब अगर ये जिया के आगे, ये डॉक्टर सईद अलाई को मैं कहूंगा कि जिया के क्या कहते हैं कि गमले में पले हुए ये हैं अपने नवाज शरीफ या नहीं।
पर चौधरी साहब, आपने मेरा सवाल का जवाब नहीं दिया। मैं सिर्फ ये पूछ रहा हूँ कि अगर आपके पक्ष में इंडिपेंडेंट इतने लीडर्स हैं, तो आप सरकार क्यों नहीं बनाना चाहते हैं?
सर मैं आपको बात ये देखें ना, बात इस तरह करनी पड़ती है कि अगर दूसरी साइड से कोई बात हमारे लीडर के ऊपर आए तो हम उनको अपना कहेंगे कि अपने गिरेबान में भी जाओ। दूसरी बात है, हमारा पूरा जितना भी इलेक्शन कंपेन है सारी है वो करप्ट लोगों के खिलाफ है, और करप्ट लोगों के खिलाफ सईद अलाई के एक लीडर ने कहा था कि हम जरदारी को लाड़काना मुल्तान और सड़कों पे घसीटेंगे, तो ये घसीटने वालों के साथ हम क्यों बैठेंगे? आप तो खुद बताते हैं कि इनके साथ नहीं बैठना चाहिए। हम बैठ जाएंगे लेकिन गवर्नमेंट नहीं फार करेंगे। हमारा सिर्फ मुतालबा ये है कि ये इलेक्शन को साफ करें, इसको 70 की तरह ये ना बनाएं कि इस तरह जिस तरह मुजीब के साथ किया था इस तरह हमारे साथ ना करें।
ओके चौधरी साहब, वन सेकंड, मेहर आई एम रनिंग स्लाइटली शॉर्ट ऑन टाइम। चौधरी साहब एक सेकंड, मेहर गो अहेड क्विकली। मेहर यस,
आई एम गोइंग टू यू नो व्हाट यू आस्क्ड हिम। ऑफ कोर्स पाकिस्तान तहरीक इंसाफ विल फॉर्म विल हैव टू फॉर्म अ कोलिशन गवर्नमेंट इवन एट दिस पॉइंट इफ दे हैव द विनिंग नंबर्स इन द सेंस दे आर द पार्टी विद द लार्जेस्ट नंबर्स बट दे आर इंडिपेंडेंट they fought the election as independents. They will have to join a political party to form government at this point. That is a given. There is no argument about that. Now, who they make the alliance with, that is to be seen. But as I, the court cases will go on in Pakistan, in our part of the world. Courts do not really give quick verdicts most of the time. So let's see what happens. But of course, Pakistan, Tehreek-e-Insaf, independents will have to join a political party as soon as possible. There's a specified time. So they'll have to join a political party. Which party would they join? I don't know what's going to happen. But as I said, the most important debate right now is to give the verdict, the mandate of people back to them. It has been stolen. Many, it's not every seat, yes. But many seats do not have a clear winner. And the contest is still on. Let's see what happens. But okay. They will have to join a political party.
Got it. Dr. Elahi, a final question to you, sir. How would you respond to those who say, and I'm just flipping the question which I asked earlier, and my question now is the Pakistani military the biggest loser in this, considering the fact that the number of independents are the largest and they are likely to be or directly affiliated with Imran Khan and his party? So therefore, if the institution of the military was so strongly opposed to him, what does this election result prove?
I think I will say two things. One is that Pakistan Army is not the loser because two things. One is that all the parliamentarians and members of PTI were previously part of PMLN and Pakistan People's Party. So as my brother was saying, they are thieves. So all thieves were part of other parties and joining PTI. Number two is that all the members of PTI were raising slogans in KP, Pak Fauj Zindabad. Even Sher Afzal Marwar, the most vocal leader of PTI, was raising slogans in favor of army, and throughout in KP, where they have majority, they were supporting army and raising slogans. So I think even PTI, they don't have any bad feeling about army. They might have some feeling about the former army chief with whom they were very close and then they had problems. But I think now the situation is changed and PTI plus other parties, they all are in good books with army. So army is not losing. They are winning in any case.
All right. Let's see what finally happens. It's been a fascinating conversation with all of you, and I do appreciate the candor with which all of you have spoken. The entire world is looking at Pakistan and the results of this election. We didn't even get around to talking about the economic issues which any government will need to address first up. Thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you.